This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the September 28th podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. I'm Natalie Pynchon. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are traumatic brain injury and diagnostic and operative techniques. Spectrum of acute clinical characteristics of diagnosed concussions in college athletes wearing instrumented helmets. A clinical article by Anne-Christine Duhaime and colleagues. While the potential dangers of sports concussions have garnered much recent attention, the definition of concussion has evolved over time, and exactly how athletes are being diagnosed in contemporary play remains unclear. Using data gathered as part of a three-center biomechanical study of helmeted college athletes, the authors determined clinical characteristics used to diagnose concussion. Over 486,000 head impact accelerations were measured in 450 athletes. 48 concussions were diagnosed by a team of medical staff. Diagnoses were based mostly on subjective complaints, most frequently headache and mental clouding, with few athletes showing objective signs and only one having loss of consciousness. Of interest, one-third of diagnosed concussions were not associated with a specific contact event. Half of the players had delayed or unclear onset of symptoms, and half had delayed diagnosis with a median delay of 17 hours. Head accelerations clustered in the higher percentiles for all recorded impact events, but encompassed a wide range. The authors conclude that it is not yet clear whether signs and symptoms, forces experienced by the head, or host factors most heavily determine short, intermediate, and long-term consequences of head impact. The authors propose the term concussion spectrum in order to refocus efforts to determine which factors influence outcome beyond that afforded by a variable clinical diagnosis. Ocular neuromyotonia treated by microvascular decompression. Usefulness of preoperative 3D imaging. A case report by Takuro Inui and co-authors. Ocular neuromyotonia, presenting as paroxysmal diplopia, is a rare disorder characterized by involuntary contraction of extraocular muscle. In previous reports, it is mostly cited as a complication after radiation therapy. Although some authors have reported the radiological suggestion of vascular compression on the third cranial nerve, there are no reports of surgical findings or microvascular third nerve decompression. The authors present a unique case of ocular neuromyotonia treated by microvascular decompression. They also describe the usefulness of 3D preoperative imaging in the management of this condition. A 62-year-old woman had been suffering from spells of vertical diplopia. The sole neurological finding during the spells was infraduction of the left eye. MRI revealed that the left oculomotor nerve was pinched by the posterior cerebral artery and the superior cerebellar artery. 3D imaging clearly depicted the relation of the nerve and the adjacent arteries and indicated that a subtemporal approach would be best suited. Transposition of both arteries with a Teflon sling was performed to free the oculomotor nerve from the neurovascular compression. Immediately after the surgery, the patient's vertical diplopia subsided. Although the indication would be very limited, microvascular decompression could be another option for this rare entity in cases of side effects or failure of carbamazepine medication. Thank you for listening to the Journal of Neurosurgery. To listen to more of our podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook.